the part, I will say, face said creepy, but I will say this. First of all, Fatty skipped this episode on purpose because he hates emotions. And, well, I'm sorry. I don't want to paint him as a robot, but anytime that we're taught, he has emotions himself. Fatty, don't take this the wrong way. But anytime that we're talking about Big Brother or Survivor and there's any crying or any kind of sappy, sentimental, anything, Fatty's like, ugh. You know, that's basically his response, if you want to comment. So he probably was like, thank God I don't have to be on this particular episode with all of the emotion.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty, don't take this the wrong way. Face said creepy.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2949 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of May, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox.
Sports fans, welcome to the BFSN. That's the Big Fatty Sports Ball Network. I'm George in Atlanta.
And I'm Jimmy Bear. It's Super Bowl week. Can you feel the excitement?
Woo! If I were any more excited, it would be Shark Week. Should we just get on with our picks?
Absolutely. Who do you have for the win?
Yeah, I guess y'all. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you know, it's Memory Lane month. And y'all, this little skitette came to us from that Georgian Atlanta and the Jimmy Bear. Y'all, it was the year that the Atlanta Falcons were playing the New England Patriots in the Superb Owl, and you know, the Superb Owl is when the BFO debuted so many years ago. And y'all, you know, they were having a bet as to what was going on. And you know, we always think of Mean Keen as the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO, which he is. But Jimmy Bear and George in Atlanta were both all worked up over this. And I think this was probably a couple of years ago that this all happened. But, you know, there's not always a whole lot of sports ball here on the BFO. But, y'all, every once in a while.
Listen.
Every once in a while, you have to become an athletic supporter. Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
He's got one finger left for another Super Bowl ring. He's got. We're going for five, George.
We got a finger for him too. Thank you.
All right, you dirty bird.
All right,
we'll see who wins on Sunday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was early on a Thursday afternoon when I was recording the full right little show. Because, y'all, you know, I was expecting my ponytail gentleman caller to come by after he got off Big Fatty. I thought he was coming by to get off. No, he got off of work. Oh, very different. It's true. And so y'all about, you know, and I figured he, you know, I'd hear from him about 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Well, y'all about 4:15 p.m. in the afternoon, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And, y'all, sure enough, he was okay. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, long overdue. Long overdue, right, Squeaky Gentleman? Yes, Big Fatty, long overdue. And, he came over and y'all, he arrived. Big Fatty, you mean in his car? Yes, and in this case, I do mean in his car. He arrived the other way too, Big Fatty. He got here much quicker than normal. It kind of caught me off guard. Big Fatty, were you prepared? I was prepared, anyway, he came over, and yeah, he was here from about, I don't know, about 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon till about 7:15 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, y'all, it was just lovely, y'all. It was just what both of us. It was just, I believe, it was just what both of us needed. Big Fatty, we know it was exactly what you needed. It's true, it was. And y'all, after he left, I had put some. No, I guess that was on Friday. I did that. But anyway, y'all, not a whole lot to report that evening. I watched some things on the TV machine, and yeah, but y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, all that tension just left with your gentleman caller. It's true, but y'all, it was truly just lovely. And y'all got up on Friday. And on Thursday evening, I did have another gentleman caller. It was one of the newer gentlemen callers. This was the 23-year-old was asking me late night. He was "Hey, Big Fatty, what are you doing?" I said, "I am just worn out." And he says, "Well, maybe I'll get in touch with you tomorrow." I said, "Thank you for calling." And sure enough, y'all, that was Saturday, y'all. All the days are all mixed up. Anyway, on Friday, y'all, I just had a kind of a normal day. I did my nipple walks and it was just nice, y'all. It just feels like it's just nice to be home. It's just nice to be home, and y'all and I had only been here for 2 days, and for Friday evening, I put in the pork loins that I had gotten with the sauerkraut, put those in the cracker pot, and y'all, I put some stone ground mustard with that, and y'all cooked it in the cracker pot rather than the instant pot, and y'all poured the juice off later on so it would get it was a little thicker consistency, and so I sliced it all up, and it's sitting in the refrigerator. I'm gonna have some of that for my supper Sunday evening, and Then I'm trying to think for right day, y'all. I had my other half of my submarine sandwich. Y'all, I've been given a verbal spanking by Princess Hannah. She says it's a hoagie, and I said, "Well, you know, that's a regional thing. A submarine sandwich or a grinder or a hoagie. I think or a footlong. You know, I think all of those are synonymous. It's kind of like Coke and pop and soda and all that kind of stuff. I'm not having having to get out a medicated salve from my ass chewing. Be ready. Y'all, then I got up on Saturday. And, y'all, I wasn't feeling the nipple walk on Saturday. Just wasn't feeling it. And so, y'all, and it's beginning to get hot here, and the humidity is up and everything. And so, y'all, I was just kind of a sloth. But later, Saturday morning, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, and y'all, you know it was the full moon weekend, so I'm not surprised. Yes, Big Fatty, by all the okay. But y'all, this was the 23-year-old. He had hit me up on the Grin Doctor or something, one of the dating apps, late night night, and we had made a plan. I told him I'd be available on Saturday, and y'all, he came over and is getting used to the special chair, and y'all, it seemed to really enjoy it. And in fact, he enjoyed it so much that he wasn't here very long. Fatty just got him in and got him out, or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty got him in and got him out, or better than got him in and got him out. Big Fatty, he came by, and y'all, I was just relaxing Saturday afternoon, and all of a sudden my camera. My camera on the front of the villa went off, and this happened. Yeah, that's it. Now, y'all, a lot of times I am given warning that something is coming to the villa, to be on the lookout for it. But y'all didn't hear from anybody about this. So, y'all, I don't have any idea what it is or who it's from or anything. But, y'all, it's a heavy package. It's almost 4 pounds, 3.9 pounds. Big Fatty. So, y'all, we're going to open it up right now and just see what it is. Big Fatty, this is kind of exciting. And let's just see. Y'all, it is from that lesbian delivery service. Yes, Freddy. And let's just see here. It's got a little can here, and it says gift app for you. And it says, "Hey, Big Freddy, from one fruit cocktail age person to another." To another, Rob One, Big Fatty, it's fruit cocktail. Rob One, you are crazy. Y'all, it is the Dole mixed fruit cocktail, 100% fruit juice, 12 4-ounce cups. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. And y'all, it's got pineapple and peaches and cherries and pears. I think there's peaches in there. Let's just see here. Pineapple, yeah, peaches, pears, and cherries. Well, Rob One, thank you so much for that, Big Fatty. You can just be just like the Hatterina and enjoy your fruit cocktail. Well, I guess so. So it's the cherry mixed fruit and 100% fruit juice. Big Fatty, that's kind of what the gentleman callers dropped off, was 100% fruit juice. Big Fatty Monga. Y'all, you always catch me off guard when you do some of this stuff. Was on that stick it with a poke. It was me and Gavin and Blonde Guy Jay and the number one funky homo. And y'all, I was only on there about 30 minutes before I had to go down to the Dudley Do-Rights. And y'all, at the Dudley Do-Rights, it was all of us were there. It was me and Granny and Durwood and our friend Ray. And then Jeremy showed up, as did Nick. And y'all, Nick brought a friend of his that he's known since middle school, and his name was Ryan. And Ryan, y'all, he's quite the looker. And anyway, y'all, Ryan may end up going with us over to the Metropolis for the. For the inappropriate pool party with the Pwn Stars in just a couple of weeks, about 3 weeks. And you never know about these things. So anyway, but y'all, we just had a lovely, lovely evening. Big Fatty stayed much longer than he normally did. I was there after 11 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty! And y'all, it was just a gay old time. And y'all then... got up Sunday morning and had my coffee and some brofkas, and y'all went for my morning nipple walk. It was a little warm outside, so I had on my straw hat, and Granny called me on the FaceTime, and he's like, "Oh, look, it looks like Miss Daisy out for her walk." And so had to endure that a little bit. But y'all, by the way, everybody seems to be on the Weight Watchers right now. And Granny, I was asked how much Granny had lost, and y'all, I couldn't remember, but he told me last night, 16 pounds, Big Fatty, that is lovely. I found it from eating all that cake this weekend. Well, you know, it was your birthday, and speaking of cake, I believe Miss Bacon may have been cornered into enjoying some cake this weekend. Also, Big Fatty, it doesn't take much to corner Miss Bacon into eating some cake. It's true. And y'all, I think I'm just sitting here thinking, y'all, I washed my clothes Sunday afternoon. I don't have any kind of report on the Hat Arena. They evidently don't do the therapy, the physical therapy on the weekends. So maybe I'll have a little more to report on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, I'm recording Sunday afternoon. We're going to be having the State of the Station Sunday night, and then the final Survivors Ready Sunday night, which, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but you know, we had a contest going with that, and you must be present to win the contest. So there was a rumor that the Faye driver may not be there, but y'all, you'll have to just tune in and listen to see if he made it, because I think Big Fatty was in second place. So if he's not there, Big Fatty. But yes, Big Fatty, and probably the prize is some fruit cocktail. But y'all, that pretty much was the Full Moon Weekend. Oh dear, guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Big Fatty, some people might think I said poop cocktail. There's fruit cocktail. Anyway, whatever. What else? Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all still hadn't made a decision about heading back over to Hatlanta, but as of right now, I think it's probably going to be, I may go back over Thursday, but, you know, it'll all depend on how the Hat Arena is doing. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat from Survivors Ready, and Adam, anything you want to tell Big Fatty before we record the finale tonight?
Fatty, don't take this the wrong way. Face said creepy.
Oh, Big Fatty, everything's creepy with you, especially that poop cocktail.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.